and crashing tequila-drunk skies. The rest of the time, while you wait, you can build snow forts with elaborate moats. You can practice skulking on the loam without sinking in your spooky shoes. Try to catch your peripheral vision in the act. Or take your turn planting windmills. Mostly those 300-odd days will be spent trying to outplay fate. Scarecrow still and grounded, hoping this is it. Today could be the day. So those were a couple of poems from Katya Grbicic. Again, that book of poetry is called What If Red Ran Out, and it's published by Goose Lane Editions. So here we come to another end of our very short audio text show. Thank you so much for listening. I'll be back next week. If you have any questions or comments or anything to request or anything like that, please don't be afraid to email me, audiotechcitr@gmail.com. I'd be very happy to hear from you and let me know what you would like to hear, because I'll be happy to play it. I always need new ideas. So thanks again for listening. Coming up next, some Canadian music. And I'll leave you with a little bit more from Neptune at Night.
I think I want to stay naive. I think I want to still believe. Oh yeah, always comes as a relief. Suspending my disbelief. Surrounding in a crowded room. Come on. Lock me in a crowded room. Come on, come on. About reality, I'm sticking to the fantasy for me. Trying to figure out the point. Rolling up another joint. Oh well, lock me in a crowded room. Come on, lock me in a crowded room. Come on, come on, come on.
Sweet sound is the feeling I live for. Sweet sound takes my troubles away.
Right, that right there, if that sounds familiar, it's actually Pluto, the band who were had their heyday throughout the 90s, and they were a local band who were signed to Virgin Records, initially on Mint. So they started off as indie boys. And anyways, they recorded their last album, which was called Shake Hands with the Future. Shake Hands with the Future. That was in 98. I'm almost sure it was 98. And I have just played us a song that was to be on that album, but it didn't make the cut. So that's actually an unreleased song that was recorded over 10 years ago. It's called Nothing Could Ever Go Wrong. And that happened to have been one of my favorite songs that should have gone, I really think, on that album. It happens to be that my husband was in the band, he was the guitar player, one of the two guitar players. And they were a four-piece boy band, and I really, really loved that song, and I kept telling them, and they recorded it just over the border in Burnaby, so a very western part of Burnaby. I think, I forget the name of the studios. I want to say like Vancouver Studios or something like that. But I was really upset that they didn't put that on the album. So there you go. It would have been a hit as far as I'm concerned. And if you're wondering who I am, my name is Anita B and this is my show. It is Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And I am with you all from 6:30 until 8 every second Wednesday. So here I am. It means I won't be here next Wednesday, of course, but I shall be back the Wednesday after. Alrighty. So there you go. That's the first time I've played that song. So I'm loving it. And I think it's the first time our daughter, who's 4, her name is Coral, also known as Coco, has heard that song as well. So it's her daddy playing the music and she was loving it. She was dancing in the kitchen and she was like, let me tell you a little bit about my daughter. She is an August baby, which means she's a Leo. Now, a lot of famous people are Leos, and people who think the world revolves them oftentimes are Leos. People such as Madonna, Courtney Love is Leo. My daughter. So, oh, I think she'll be a rock star one day. And there's no way she would be the drummer unless she would be like the Phil Collins type drummer, the one who'd be singing and dancing and doing it all and having the spotlight on her. Anyways, I've got a long, hard, maybe 20 years up ahead of me, but whatever. Okay, so there you go. That was Pluto. Now, I'm also going to play us another Pluto song, another unreleased song. Yeah, unrecorded. It's all in your imagination. But right now, and I'm going to play us a song. It may have actually been released, I'm not sure, on that last album that they released in 99, I think it was. But they might have, I know definitely they did a couple versions of it, and they changed the structure of the song up a bit. But anyways, this song is called Two Whole Years. And this is another song that John, who was a bass player, sang. So there are two singers in Pluto. Ian played guitar and John. So Ian Jones and John Onpu. And I guess Ian maybe sang 2/3 of the songs and John a third. But I just happen to have a tendency to go toward John's songs. I've always liked John's songs a lot. So anyways, this song here is called, again, it's Two Whole Years, and it's quite catchy, and I hope you can get it out of your head after a while. Sorry. It's that good. It's that contagious. So here we go. This is Pluto, and you're listening, of course, to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Rolling. And hey, guess what? That's not the song I was looking for. But yeah, so let's try this again. This is college radio, so no big deal, right, man? Okay, let's try this again. This is Two Whole Years. Let's hope. Ha. Just 'cause we used to hang out doesn't mean that we were friends.
Worldwide. I don't give a fuck if you call me. you mauler me. I don't give a fuck if you fall for me. I don't give a fuck if you follow me. Serpentine, serpentine, never straight line. Serpentine, 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 never straight line. Serpentine. You fall for me. I don't give a fuck if you follow me. I don't give a fuck if you call me. I don't give a fuck if you're mauling me. I don't give a fuck if you fall for me. I don't give a fuck if you call me. I don't give a fuck if you call me. I don't give a fuck if you're mauling me. I don't give a fuck if you fall for me. I don't give a fuck if you follow me. Serpentine, serpentine, never straight line. Serpentine, 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 never straight line. Serpentine.
How can you not love Peaches? She speaks her mind, that gal. She's a spicy one, isn't she? Yes, you gotta love Peaches. That song was called Serpentine, in brackets, I don't give a dot 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 part two. The album is called, did I tell you this? I Feel Cream. It's called I Feel Cream. That is Peaches. She's always sort of reminded me of like a Sandra Bernhardt kind of person. I don't know. She physically kind of looks like her. And Sandra Bernhardt has always kind of partially revolted me, but partially I've been attracted to her as well in a weird way. Even though, by the way, I'm not a lesbian. Just got to throw that out there. But, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. But Peaches has that same kind of like revulsion attraction thing going on. That's my review of Peaches. There you go. And then before we heard Peaches, we heard Dragonette. Dragonette has a new album out. It is self-titled. We heard the song Liar, and the band is out of Toronto, and there you go. And then we heard some Pluto as well in there. The song was called Two Whole Years. That song, I do believe, was on the album Shake Hands with the Future, but not in the same form as what we heard. We heard an unreleased version. And then we did hear another unreleased, well, I thought it was an unreleased Pluto song called Nothing Could Ever Go Wrong, but I think it really actually did end up on the album, so... Listen to me. Just make up lies on air because I'm kind of crazy. Yeah, all right. Okay, so, speaking of me and crazy, I'm excited because, well, my show here, it's called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. This is what we're listening to, and that goes until 8 o'clock, right? Every second Wednesday here on CITR 101.9 FM. However, tonight, Val Cormier, my lovely gal pal Val, her show is called Folk Oasis. It runs from 8 till 10. Guess what? I'm the man. I'm the woman. I am doing her show. But since I love Val, but I got to be honest, her kind of music's not really my cup of tea. It's okay, though. She says I can play whatever I want. So from 8 until 10, I am just going to play whatever makes my own heart sing. So I'm so excited. So if you want to hear... So I'll give you a heads up. I love Canadian music because that's what my show is all about. But from 8 until 10, you're going to hear no Canadian music, and it's just going to be all my favorite music ever. So because I'm old school, because I'm technologically impaired, I still cart around CDs like a big old loser. I got out my paper Pier 1 bag, and I just went over to my CD collection. Yes, I still have a massive CD collection on my wall. And just started pulling CDs off. And I'll tell you, if you want to listen to my show from 8 until 10, I'll tell you what you're going to be hearing. You're going to be hearing stuff such as the Jesus and Mary Chain. You're going to hear the Pixies. You're going to hear Sebado, the Makers. You're going to hear, let's see, what else? Top of my head. What else did I pull for the show? I think maybe some Imperial Teen. Lots of stuff. Oh, Slater Kinney. Oh my goodness. The list goes on and on and on. So listen to my show from 8 until 10. That show is just a one-off deal. Okay, there you go. Enough self-promotion going on. Now let's move on over to my Canadian music show, which is what we're in now. And let's listen to some more of the CanCon. All right. Oh, I already have a CD in. I'm already prepared. Look at me. All right. So we're going to move on over to this lovely compilation. I'm loving it. It's called Friends in Bellwoods 2. And luckily, Mr. Meat, that would be our friendly music director, Luke Meat, happens to be here at the station preparing for, by the way, we start our fun drive tomorrow. I should probably be going on about that. So that's hugely exciting. But anyway, so he's in the building, which is great because I couldn't find this compilation and I'm loving it. And sadly, I couldn't really describe it very well. I'm like, Luke, can you tell me where this compilation is? It might have Woods in the name and it's got a lot of bands I don't really know and it's from Toronto. And he looks at me like, oh, you're not giving me anything here. So anyways, he happens to come back and he found it. He found it because he is the music man. If you happen to join CITR, which you should, even if you don't want to have your own show, if you just want to be a friend of music, join the station and you'll get every single week or every, I don't know, every 4 days, maybe. He sends out these like personally critiqued list of new records that we have at the station. And they're so, so in depth and so well written. And I'm just like loving the amount of work he puts into his job because it makes our lives so easier, so easy. So here we are. So Luke is in the station. I found my CD. It's called Friends in Bellwoods 2. It's killer good. It's got 40 songs on it. 40 songs. Good golly. 40 songs, of which most of the bands I know nothing about. For example, I'm going to name some bands for you that are on this album. And I guarantee you, you're like, who? So for example, The Acorn. How about The Pigeon or Double Suicide? How about the band Bellwoods or the Rural Alberta Advantage? There's also the Bellwoods Crew. So anywho, but here's the funny thing. They're all good. All of these songs are good. So I'm going to from now on, know everything about Le Pigeon. I love Le Pigeon. I'm going to follow them. So we're going to hear something from Le Pigeon first, and then maybe we'll move on to the Acorn, but we have to hear the D'Urbervilles. I love the D'Urbervilles. They are on this album, and this is, as far as I'm concerned, they're the biggest band on this album, which is rightfully so. I mean, they're a killer band. So anyways, okay, so let's start with Le Pigeon. And that would be song number 2 of this 40-song compilation. The song we are going to hear is called Freezing Rain. And the album, again, is called Friends in Bellwoods 2. And I'll read the blurb, okay? So it says right here, Friends in Bellwoods 2 is a compilation that captures a camaraderie that has formed and leaked out of a bungalow sunk deep in the core of downtown Toronto. There you go. Okay, here we go. Le Pigeon. The station here is CITR 101.9 FM, and we are coming at you from the campus of UBC.
The sun is coming up. Sort of freezing, raining. I'm looking left and right, and it's always the darkest on that side. The sun is coming up, and it's always the coldest on that side. 'Cause you know how to get.
Nonprofit sector? Want to teach in another country? How about a position in the commerce or engineering sector? Do you want to travel abroad and have a life-changing experience? Isaac UBC offers different internships for all kinds of specialties. We are looking for students interested in fields such as the HIV/AIDS pandemic, community empowerment, business administration, education, environment, and sustainability, and much more. If you're interested in working abroad or helping out on campus, please contact ubc.aiesec@gmail.com. That's ubc.aiesec@gmail.com. It's up to you.
CITR's third annual DJ competition is almost upon us.
The party is at the Pit Pub at UBC on Thursday, November 12th.
We want DJs of all styles and genres to show off their mad skills. You don't have to be a UBC student, just a killer spinner. The competition is going to be judged by five of Vancouver's best DJs.
And yes, there will be prizes. That's right, it's a no-rules, free-for-all DJ fight to the death with killer prizes.
Well, actually, there are three rules.
One, you must send a demo to enter. It must be under 30 minutes long. Showcase your unique flavor, be original.
Get your submissions in right away to ensure your spot. Send an MP3 file to thatdjcontest2009@gmail.com or bring hard copies to the station located on the second floor of the sub.
2. The DJ playing order is determined randomly.
3. Your score will be determined by three things: our judge's opinion, your poll, and the crowd response.
So get spinning, because CITR wants to showcase you at this year's DJ competition.
Prizes provided by Beat Street Records, El Cartel, and Lonnie McQuaid.
You're listening to
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Ice cream man, can I have this? I want this over here, and a toast on by my father, and give me this ice over here, and vanilla cone. Thank you, ice cream man. Thank you, ice cream man.
Drug at your heels, and the
dead straight line that pulled you in. Got tangled in a spiral spin. In a spin, in a spin. Myself of my belief. Behind each branch, a fallen leaf. Fallen leaves, fallen leaves. I count the colors at my feet. Fallen leaves, fallen.
Your magic arrow flies.
Let's hope the song comes back.
All right.
Ah, it's like there is a ghost in the machine. There really is. The CD player has been acting up very, very strangely. And I think there might be a haunting. Oh, speaking of which, has anybody seen... Oh! Weird. Isn't that weird? Golly. Ah, yes, I have some music, some background to my story about paranormal activity. Have you seen paranormal activity? I can't speak correctly. I did. I saw it, I guess, the first day it was released. That was back maybe a month ago or so, maybe a little less. And it was scary. I liked it. I like my scary movies, and that one did it for me. So, and I'll give you a quick little, speaking of scary movies and other ones that just did not do it for me. just overheard somebody talking. I will tell you that I just saw the movie. It's called Trick or Treat, and it was awful. And I actually did some research before I rented said movie, Trick with an R, Treat. We just rented it this past weekend, I think it was. And it got like 92% on Rotten Tomatoes. And I thought, whoa, 92% on Rotten Tomatoes. This is a winner, let me tell you. And it wasn't. It was awful. Ugh, it was stupid. I couldn't understand. It must have been a glitch, a typo. It must have meant to have said 9.2% or something. 9%? Maybe 2%. It was awful. So don't see Trick or Treat if you really like horror movies and you like to think that you have an idea as to what is good. Yeah, no, not good. Anyways, it is 7:10. My name is Anita B. This show here is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway, and the station is CITR. I will tell you that what we just heard was a band out of the Toronto region. And I say region because I'm sure they were originally out of Guelph, which is an hour outside of Toronto. And now I think they might live in Toronto, but I'm not sure. So this is why I say the Toronto region. So they're called the D'Urbervilles. We heard the song called Magic Arrow. That was a song that was haunted. So imagine if there is a ghost here at CITR. Oh, I'd be so creeped out. Ugh. Yeah, anyways. Okay, so back to ghosts. So that song was called Magic Arrow. It's off a compilation I was talking about called Friends in Bellwoods 2. And we heard two songs as well before that from that comp. We heard a song called Slippery When Wet. That was from a band called The Acorn. And Slippery When Wet. Okay, before that, we heard a band called La Pigeon. And the song was called Freezing Rain. And starting tomorrow is CITR's fun drive. We put the fun in asking for money. We put the fun in that lovely, task. No, I'm serious. We need the money. So starting tomorrow, you'll hear all the reasons why we need money and why you can make yourself feel really good about helping to support us, the little underdogs. We're just a little college radio station, and none of us get paid. We do it for our love of radio, whether it's music or spoken word or ethnic programming, there you go. But anyways, that starts tomorrow and it goes for 2 weeks. So next time you hear from me, which will be two more weeks, I will be on air promoting our fun drive. All right. So anywho, let's move on. This show again, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. It's Canadian music until 8 o'clock, but then at 8 starts my own freeform kind of fill-in show for Val. So Val Cormier will not be here, and I'm sorry. So if you're a hardcore supporter, her show is called Folk Oasis, and she runs her show from 8 until 10 every Wednesday. So we're going to continue. So anyways, I'm filling in and I'm going to just play a bunch of my own personal favorite music, which is, I guess the best way to call it would probably be in the vein of indie rock. That's what you can expect. Okay. But anyways, until then, let's hear more indie rock, but in the vein of Canadiana. So let's hear something from, yes, my show would never be complete if I go without Metric. I love Metric. Metric loves me because it makes me happy. Okay, Metric, they have a newish album. It's called Fantasies. And what does this say? I don't know. I should probably not play this song called Help, I'm Alive, because I heard it while shopping at the Gap. But I don't care. I don't care how big the song is. It's okay because they are an independent band out of Toronto. And they're huge. They're blowing up, though. And I got to tell you, if you like the Pixies, I hear so much Pixies in their music. It's the guitars. Those sort of one note, sort of repeated, kind of slightly... what's the word I'm looking for? Anyways, yes, listen to the Pixies guitars because, hey, when my show comes on, when my show comes on again, which is at 8, my next show, you'll hear a lot of Pixies. I brought a lot of Pixies to play because I love them. And I also love Metric. So here we go. So this is from the album Fantasies. The song is Help, I'm Alive. And I'm sorry if I'm contributing to this song staying in your head for days and days and days because it's so damn catchy. All right. Anyways, the station here is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver and coming at you from the west side, which is the campus of UBC.
My life is mine. beating like a hammer.
Is Natasha Raya. I'm a robot now. I'm playing with my breast again. Nothing to do, nothing to do. Sometimes I listen to Misery Hour with Hans Close Wednesday at 11 before midnight. I don't think I like it.
Thank you. to be liked thing. Upper floor is perfect murder. And there are a million dreamers breaking through the ceiling, walking ourselves in and out. Your entrance tune, my exit bow, trading co-stars from the crowd.
That right there was the Parlor Steps with the song Bad Math, and that is off the new album, which is called The Hidden Names. The Parlor Steps are a band who are local, and they consist of, let me double check here, oh, it's two girls and three boys. So the members are Allison Myra, Rob Linton, Caleb Stull, who is the songwriter, and I think the lead guy, Julie Bavelis, and Reese Haynes. There you go. There's also a trombone player, a tenor sax, and a trumpet player as well thrown into the mix. So, and it was recorded, I think this was recorded at, I should know this. Oh no. Oh, where was it recorded? At Ogre Studios in K-Lab Studio. Okay, I thought it was at the Hive, but I guess I'm mistaken. Okay, there we go. So that's the Parlor Steps, something new from them. And before that, out of Montreal, we heard Tricky Woo with the song Making Time. And that is from a compilation released by Grenadine. It's called Syrup and Gasoline Volume 1. And Tricky Woo. I got to find out what's going on with Tricky Woo. Let's see if I can do that and then get back to you. That's my little project for the next 10 minutes. All right. And then Metric. The Metric, or just is it Metric? I don't know. Anyways, the song we heard is called Help, I'm Alive, from their new album, Fantasies. All right, there you go. My name is Anita B. This show here is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And this is where Canadian music is played for an hour and a half each Wednesday night. Actually, from 6:30 until 8 next week, you'll hear a different person. His name is Spike, and his show is called The Canadian Way, and we just alternate. So he's here, obviously, every week that I'm not here, and so that means I'll be back in 2 weeks. And that's the deal. Okay, let's move on. And something else. Another compilation here coming up is a Squirt Gun Records compilation. This one is called More of Our Stupid Noise. And we are going to hear, let's see, it's mostly Canadian music. Mind you, there are a few American bands thrown in there for fun, such as Lou Barlow or Polito. Yeah, otherwise most of the other bands are Canadian. Oh, Versus is in there as well. Yeah, I think Polito is American. I'm almost sure they are. Maybe they're from Toronto. That's another thing I should check out. Anyways, this is an older compilation. It's from 96. And we're going to hear, I always like to play this song. It's from a band called Hip Club Groove. It's 16 Jabs. And Hip Club Groove, they were a band who were very early on Murder Records. So that's the infamous Lone Run label people, guys. Actually, I don't know if the Sloan guys really ran it, to be honest with you. I think it was a guy named Colin Ferguson who was very close friends with them. But anyways, so Hip Club Groove were in that whole kind of scene at first, and then there were some falling outs that went on. And whatever, they're no longer together. They have been apart for a long time. But the significance, what I like about this band is that if you like the Trailer Park Boys, and my show is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway after what Bubbles refers to as a Sasquatch, that's why my show is called what it is. There are Corey and Trevor. And Michael Jackson is actually Trevor's name in real life, Michael Jackson, which makes it all that much more funny and interesting. And then Corey's real name is, hold on, what is his real name? I know this. Let me open up the CD. Anyways, Corey is the heart and soul of Hip Club Groove. He's the man there. So let's see, Hip Club Groove. Let me look it up here. Interestingly enough, inside the... Yeah, okay. Inside the CD, they call themselves Hip Dub Groove. I'm confused. Hip Dub Groove, and then on the outside they call themselves Hip Club Groove, but it's Hip Club Groove for sure. And what is his name? I can't think of it right now. Ugh, he's the guy that wears the two long braids, the black dude. Okay, anyways, enough of me jabbering away. So let's just find the song here, and let's get listening. What else should I tell you? Oh, if you would like to give me a call here, you may do so. The number here at the station is 222-2487, and that is the request line. So if you want to request something, by all means, go for it. And we have 28 more minutes of Canadian music. So if it's Canadian music and it's good, by my own books. So if you request like Anne Murray or top of my head? I don't know. I Mother Earth. Okay, there we go. I Mother Earth. Yeah, you're not going to get it. What else? If you request Cowboy Junkies, no, I just won't play it. So you have to go get past me because it is my show and I hold some power. Someplace in my life. Here we go. This is where I have the power. So anyways, and if it's good, I will play it. And if I can find it, that's the problem. It could be good, but I may not be able to find it because it could be at the back of our CD library, or it could be stolen or something. So anywho, here we go. Finally, this is Hip Club Groove with the song 16 Jabs. The station is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Check it out.
I can always please. The error of my ways was when I prejudged and centered around the grudge to get caught up in the sludge. Letting that wheel radiate around every little thing. I swung till I hit my head, falling off the swing. Wake up call, now I lay low. MCs are calling me freak, I say yo. Like taking one look and saying, check that kid. All looking like Bigby Longstocking and shit. Nonetheless, you be talking on a style that's unequal. The penis is small, but still holds a lot of people in the center of the Monday Bay. So to speak, where the people all running with the zombie clique. Then hit the Scott Yard, they can zone some more. Like, put on the whack jams, everybody hit the floor. But I bust my dance called the Redwood Tree. You get on the dance floor, be as still as you can be. I take you half an hour and you stay there. Dope chicks call me geek, I say yeah. But after being loud drinking beer all night, I'm sure you go home and shit rose petals, right? Couple girls channeling connect room space. Stop talking about my style, then shut up in your face. And people tend to tell me that my dance style's bent and that my lifestyle's bent. But the faces are the double like that guy Harvey Dent. I sent you the coin. Tried to be nice, got kicked in the groin. Paint up my mural, you come with turpentine. Sorry about the accent, it had the wrong. I see my child like I be adventuristic. While the suckers stay defunct, they say I'm egotistic. In the center of the Funday Bay, where the pinpoint fingers of the Hicks get their kicks off every day. Like saying,
man, you whack.
And the sucker says,
man, you ain't all that.
And the girl says,
you don't have what it takes.
And the bitch says, I live and die by advice that my own pen wrote, and I quote, nothing matters when nothing makes sense, so it's sensible to make matters turn to events. I hate my yellow brick road, I'm going to Oz, and all these crazy distractions could be dick in my cause, but I don't sweat those suckers cause it ain't my style. I never kiss your ass cause it ain't my style, so leave me alone cause you stink like cologne, and don't try to take my sword cause it's stuck in a stone, and don't stir a soup that can't be stirred. Check lover stays in me like the chrysalis. Wait, suckers, I erode next. I get called freaky, I just say thanks. I will do my thing, I, that means me. Me, but the sucker says, and the girl says, and the teacher says,
hungry. We got no meat or dairy products in our fridge, dog, and I'm hungry. What are we going to do? Delicious vegan recipes baked fresh every week with your favorite bands on Let's Get Baked with Matt and Dave. It's the finest radio baking program available. Tune in and bake along. You won't be disappointed. Hey, dog, are you hearing this? This is a really good idea, dog.
Mondays from 3 to 4 p.m. on CITR in Vancouver.
Let's get baked with Matt and Dave. Eat some good food too.
Salt City. The seasons of me we can't drink. I know I should go. I feel so bad. Find me a way. I feel so bad today.
things that I try to do. I'm only there because of you. Then find me a way. I feel so bad today.
ultimate spot for the newest garage, soul, and Britpop on the Hi-Fi. The best drink specials on tap and the most savory homemade fare in the kitchen. Newly renovated, open late, the Morrissey is truly the indie darling of bars on the Granville Strip. Featuring a string of DJs every night, you can get your evening started with some appies and cocktails or rock the entire night away. Morrissey 1227 Granville, a light that never goes out.
Be sure to come down on Thursday, November 19th to celebrate 10 years of the light that never goes out with special live performance by Vancouver's The Evaporators, featuring Nardwuar the Human Serviette, special guests Kid Cordine, and with the all-star Morrissey DJ team spinning all night long, this will be a night to remember. Show kicks off at 9:30 p.m. and what's more, it's absolutely free.
You know I would never steer you wrong. If I thought this was only lust, she can not have known well to the way I love my head, made me realize that both you and I died the last time we tried to let someone inside, to let the day.
Before I can do the show.
You're starting tonight.
We'll do it live!
If you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, the first thing they'll say is the beat, the beat, the beat.
The Biltmore Cabaret at 395 Kingsway is Vancouver's newest live showroom devoted to independent music of all genres.
But a lot of these groups are nothing but pure carnality and fleshly and so forth. But
check out BiltmoreCabaret.com for upcoming show info and DJ nights.
You're pretty happy with the way you look and the attitude you've got, are you?
All right, this is Sam Squanch's Hideaway, and I am your host, Anita B., and we are almost done for the evening. It's approaching 8 o'clock. And before I leave to put on my different hat at 8 o'clock, which is Val Cormier's fill-in for her show, Folk Oasis, let me tell you what we listened to. We heard the song Dilapidated Heart from Hayden, and he has a new album out. We heard it from that. It's called The Place Where We Lived. Before Hayden, we heard Joel Plaskett from his new album, Three. The song was Heartless, Heartless, Heartless. And, oh, we heard actually two more, I think. The Gruesomes, the band whose heyday was in the 80s from Montreal, The Gruesomes. We heard the song Thanks for Nothing from the album Hey. And Orange Glass. They are a band out of, I think it's Halifax. Definitely, if it's not Halifax, it's like right around that area. That was put out like late 90s, mid 90s era. That was like sort of mid 90s. Orange Glass with the song Feel 500 from a compilation called More of Our Stupid Noise. That was a Squirt Gun Records compilation. All right, so what do I have here? Like one more minute. So I'm going to do that. And then, of course, Folk Oasis will be hosted by moi, but it shall not be a folky show. I'm sorry. I'm going to play a lot of rock. Because I like to rock. So I think I'm going to leave us as we depart from Sam Squanch's Hideaway and enter to the Folk Oasis. I'm going to leave us with... this is funny. It's funny doing this. I'm going to leave us with something from the band Islands. They have a new album out. It is called Vapors. And the song we're going to hear is, oh, let's just take a look here. I'm just going to try to find a small song to squeeze it in before 8 o'clock. And then we'll start all anew. Okay, how about we'll just listen to this song number three, 2 hours, song number four, 2 hours,